business owners and executives from around the valley. This is Business Leaders with Lance Cardoza.
Welcome to Business Leaders. My name is Lance Cardoza, and we're here at KMPH Fox 26. I want to remind you, if you want to catch this episode and other episodes, go to businessleaders.tv. And it's that time of the year. We're creeping up on the 40 under 40. That's on December 1st in downtown Fresno at Chichansey Park. If you'd like to see the class of the 40 under 40, go to 40U40.com. That's 40U40.com and check out the 40 under 40 class of 2022. This week on Business Leaders, I have from First Street Church, I have Ryan Panier and also Joe Basil. Thank you for being on the program. And a good friend of mine reached out, the Patendis' family, Tim Patendis, a good friend of mine, his son, Corey Patendis, reached out and said, hey, you got to meet these guys. And I said, I've met Joe before. I think we had a cigar one time.
We probably did.
Oh, now I feel left out.
Now you're
left out.
That's
the one thing I want to do.
I feel like you didn't remember what we looked like because you're like, you know, it's a Business Leaders show, right? I mean, guys don't really kind of match that.
I feel like we fit that mold perfectly.
Oh, we do. Everybody's changing. They're like tuning their TV. Like,
we're in.
Wow.
That's who I want financial advice from, are those two
guys.
That's right.
Well, they're probably watching it thinking, I've been looking for a church that's fun. And I think they just found it.
Okay. I'll give you that.
We don't have a lot. We have fun, though.
But we do enjoy ourselves.
We do have a lot of fun.
Yeah. We had met, and it was an event, and I was involved with the Tim Patendis and Corey Patendis, and it was about the Vietnam Veterans Welcome Home event we did at Chichansey Park. And I was helping our president there, Derek Franks, and I had met that family. And we had a little party. Denise Baronian and David Black had it over at Madeline's house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what a great lady. Beautiful home.
Oh,
my wife and I went there,
her.
And they fell in love with my wife, Lori. And it was just what a good event. And I had met Joe that night. And
Did you have a cigar that night?
No, he had a cigar. I did.
So did Madeline.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's great like that.
Exactly.
She's great. And they talked about your church then, and it was kind of full circle when Corey came to me and said, I want to have them on
That's
your program because they need to be able to talk about First Street. And so very excited to have you guys on here and be able to talk about First Street Church. And Ryan, can you give us just sort of a recap of what is First Street Church?
So we are...
I disagree. Oh, I'm so sorry.
We've taken things very differently. You walk in, it looks like a church. Actually, it's not true. It looks like an old haunted dentist office is what the building looks like.
Yeah. That pig has a lot of lipstick.
Inside is nice. We've done a good job on the inside. It's got all the elements of a church. There's worship, sermon. We're going to ask for your money at some point. But the truth is, I mean, we go back and forth, half and half preaching. While I'm preaching, he's up there fielding questions. It's totally interactive. When he's preaching, I'm up there fielding questions. Totally interactive. We had, which I think is the best compliment I've ever gotten in a church, is we've had multiple people say, I never knew I could laugh so hard during a church service. And so to us, that's the win. You hear about Jesus. It's biblically based. But we have a good time. We enjoy ourselves.
We do.
That's really what it is.
And you think of it differently.
Yeah,
you're thinking
very much
of it differently. And I think that's what makes businesses unique.
Yeah.
That a lot of times it's, even with a new invention, sometimes it's not something brand new.
Right.
It's the way you presented it in a different light.
Yeah.
You brought it to a different light. And that's what I keep hearing about First Street Church.
Yeah. The pandemic kind of forced it for us.
That's true.
So when we went to online services right away, immediately when everybody's like, oh, one in four people are going to die, we're like, okay, we'll stay home for that. You know, we'll stop for that. Clearly, that was not the case.
Yeah.
But so we're like, all right, so we're forced to go online. And what was happening is that both of us were online, and one was preaching, the other one was doing interact. We asked questions during the sermon. Okay. And so people send them in, the other person interacts. When that lifted for us, which was 3 days, and we went back into the building, we did that. We're like, why would we get rid of this? This is so fun.
Yeah,
so
it was the part we enjoyed the most.
So it's kind of it's almost like Conan O'Brien, you know, late night where you have one guy talking, the other guy kind of fielding, and it goes back and forth, and we keep it interactive. And then we kept our online community with us.
Yeah.
So we have this massive online community from around the world, and they interact in the comment section on Facebook. So we just have a blast. And somebody once said, like, somebody's like, oh, I think it's weird. Another person said, it's actually like old school testimonies, just with new tech. Because that's where we're asking questions like, what do you think about this? And so they're kind of like the old days, like, I want a God testimony. Yeah. I don't know why they're a prospector.
No, they were old prospectors. I want to give a testimony.
I don't know why it's a prospector. Yeah. But, and now it's a young prospector. I got a testimony.
Yeah.
So it's,
or they want to be able to not be on the hot seat, but be able to put in their take.
Yeah.
And people want to be able to communicate and be heard. Mm-hmm. And,
that
and
to me
Facebook
is the biggest, shift that I've seen is kind of the old school church basically said, sit there and listen. And we have the other side where people want to share, they want their opinion, not even saying, oh, I'm right in my opinion. They just want to say, what about this? And can I share this? And we open it up completely to say, you can share whatever you want.
And we pivot. Yeah. We pivot.
If be it's prepared good... for us to make fun of it, though.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
we
for
might
sure.
make fun oh, no, of everything you say.
You serve it up to us. Yeah, it's just like, idiots. Oh, we man, we're going to crush
yeah.
that.
But, yeah.
But in a fun way. But yeah, and we'll pivot, being like, hey, if somebody has something like, let's pause. Let's,
yeah.
Because... if somebody's got something going on, it's weird to just be like, nope, don't want to hear what's really happening with my people. I want to say something. Yeah. It's like, no, let's stop. Let's chat about this. It's fun. By the way, we got a billion more Sundays to finish this sermon.
Yeah.
You know, so why am I in a hurry?
And you want to hear from the congregation. You want to know what is bothering you today?
Yeah.
Yep.
What is on your heart today to be able to share and be able to open that up?
Yep.
And it doesn't force you also to have to create a new sermon every week.
It doesn't.
You let the
we haven't written
a sermon
in years.
That's right. That's
we're
right.
just winging it every week.
It's like, what do you think?
You let it happen.
Yep.
It is great.
We actually open the sermon what we call shenanigans. So the first 15 minutes before church starts, we invite the online community in. And then him and I just hang out and we talk about what's going on. And it sets the tone that like, hey, everybody, relax a little bit.
Yeah.
Because by the way, the stuff we're studying happened already. So it's like,
yes.
It's not like I'm going to change the past, you know? We're talking about it. We're two dipsticks giving you our perspective on what the Bible says. And again, we're Bible trained, but we're like, relax. And guess what? Not everybody's going to agree, and that's okay.
We'll be all right.
That's okay.
But you're going to bring it out and be able to
talk about it.
Yeah.
Safe place to disagree.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think it gives then an understanding or where people can form their opinion. Because a lot of times they don't know they have that opportunity.
It's so true.
Because it's so told to them. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is.
Well, Ryan tells them their opinion too about my Crocs, because I wear Crocs on stage. And so Ryan,
I mean, on stage, like wears them out in like white Crocs in public. I don't know what to do with
that. What are you talking about? I don't believe this.
I'm not saying that like you have to like dress well, just not horrible. That's literally it. It's not a lot to ask.
Don't go away. We got more to come here with Business Leaders. This is an animated group, and I swear they didn't drink a pot of coffee before they came on. But we got more to come. If you want to catch this episode and others, go to businessleaders.tv. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Business Leaders. If you have a podcast that you like, and you like this program, you're going to love our podcast. Go to Business Leaders with Lance on wherever you get your podcast, on iTunes or on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. Catch this episode and more. I'm excited about our next episode. Not episode, but you guys got me all flustered here this morning because I know we're going to have a lot of more fun.
You should be excited about the next episode. Forget this one.
Yeah.
Right, let's move on.
Whoever you have on next is better.
That's the better
game. That's going to win.
Go forward.
Yeah.
First Street Church, because I know you guys like to have fun. I can tell.
We do.
And I'm sure you have times to where things get very serious.
No question.
Yeah, and it gets very serious and someone comes in, but it's so much better to get through those times and those processes when you know everybody can talk about it. And then you realize, I just had a friend that was sitting there and we had dinner, we're talking about something, and I'm thinking, I dealt with the same thing with my kids. I had the same situation. And he's thinking it's the end of the world, you know, and I think those conversations you can have when you have this type of synergy going on inside the sanctuary and be able to have that conversation. So I love what you guys are doing. And sort of during the time of the pandemic, we sort of learned different about ourselves and the stresses that people were going through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you were able to pivot.
Yeah.
Do something a little different. It's exciting. Something came from that.
It is. I think the biggest adjustment was the realization that even though terrible things happen, because they do, there are some things that are genuinely bad and we mourn with those who mourn.
Yeah.
But it also taught how light the rest of everything else was. The things that we were taking really seriously. And honestly, the things that people take really seriously now, I think politics, everybody freaks out about. And I'm like, everybody needs to settle down.
Sorry. Yeah.
Like, just relax. Because it doesn't matter that much. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
And so we've taken almost everything with a much lighter approach of, we believe that Jesus is Jesus and we don't have to worry about much.
Yeah.
So things get really easy from there.
I think people are more concerned, like they think they want their circumstance fixed.
Yeah.
And the reality is the Bible says God's going to never leave you nor forsake you. I said, because the reality is that God's not promising to fix your circumstance. He's like, I'm just going to walk with you through it. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to do that with you. And by the way, and being like, oh, I mean, just take it down about five notches, because they're like, oh no, I'm having trouble parenting. I'm like, only you. Yeah. Everybody else has got this nailed, man.
Kids are honestly really easy. You're ruining this.
This is all your fault.
You've ruined your family.
And that's the conversation I just had, that it's like when you share those and you're able to open up, you tend to heal.
Yeah.
You tend
exactly.
to go, this isn't that bad. I can navigate this. Mm-hmm. This isn't the end of the world. Yeah, and I think... it's just, there's some amazing synergy when you can do that as human beings. And when you talk about politics, if only politics could do that.
Oh my gosh.
There would be this amazing synergy between human beings, because at the end of the day, that's all it is.
Yeah. And to be able to share openly and know that you're not going to be judged.
Openly judged. Just privately. We're all doing it inside.
Everybody does it.
We're doing it inside. Not openly.
And to know, like, because we're very open with all of our mistakes, all of our weaknesses, and we go, yeah, this is, you're not new to this problem. Yeah. This problem has happened to countless people. I mean, look at him, and you immediately feel better. You're like, at least I don't do my hair like that.
I'm not him.
Don't know what happened. Yeah. We don't know how it got
Some
that way.
Some people make decisions about tattoos. This guy just says yes.
Exactly. Tattoo, he's never picked a tattoo in his life.
No, they just
he just happen. Walks in and goes,
whatever you want.
I got to get a hold of those reins of that.
That's right. Pull it back in, Lance. Yeah. Pull it in.
So how do someone's watching the program right here on Business Leaders, and they say, I want to be involved with the church, or I want to come down, I want to experience what everybody's talking about.
We first warn them.
First right.
Oh, we'll do it.
We do a lot of warning. Yeah. You have to
there's
sign a waiver before you walk in. Yeah,
it's an NDA.
Weird. Yeah.
It's an NDA.
How do they go about finding
So we there's two ways, obviously. One, we're at First and Bullard near that corner. Right next to Hoover, there's a water basin. And so if you go Hoover, go north, water basin, then all of a sudden this very scary building, and you're just like, oh my gosh, bad things must be happening. But that's our church.
That's
so you go in there. It's First Street Church. Go in there.
And bad things are happening.
That's right. That's true. That's fine. Yeah. Don't go in the kids' ministry. So anyway, so it's amazing place. If you're like, oh, it's a long drive, we are on Facebook, and we do our live services at 10:15. So you can go to Facebook page, First Street Church, you can log in, you can interact. And by the way, everybody that goes to our church, we usually meet with, even if you go online, you're like, because we have online attenders and they're anywhere in the region.
Yeah.
One of the things we say is, fill out a Connect card, we'll go grab a coffee with you and chat with you. So that's kind of our deal is the two of us, our executive pastor Floyd and our worship pastor Josh, we take everybody out to lunch or coffee and just get to know them and say, hey, if it was scary on Sunday, we want to make it worse.
We want to make you uncomfortable.
And say, like, this is what you're really getting.
Yeah.
We're going to open it up for you. Mm-hmm. How did you get your start? So, Ryan, in this business or in this this way of life and working in the church business.
Yeah. I went to People's Church, which most people in the Valley are familiar with.
Yeah.
I went there when I was young. Tried to stop going as much as I could. My mom forced me to keep going to church. It was just punishment. Yeah. But it stuck. And then when I went into college, I started interning at People's Church in the youth department.
Okay.
The youth group blew up. We had over 700 kids. I just fell in love with ministry. Kept going. I quit ministry. I've worked at 3 or 4 mega churches in town. Worked for most of them. Loved them all. But just kept getting disenfranchised with the, like, sounds weird, but the business side of it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to follow God and teach people.
You know the name of the show is Business Leaders.
Business is bad.
Okay.
All business. Is that all we're doing?
That's the root of evil? That's what it is.
It was all joking. It was the politicizing of the gospel. I didn't see that
you
matching
to
with scripture.
With people more.
Yeah, that's all I wanted.
Yeah.
And so I would quit a church, but then I felt like God would call me back into ministry, and I went back and forth. And then finally one day, it was just kind of a freak deal. My brother-in-law planted a church here, so I helped him. I met Joe. I was working for a missions department, a missions organization where I was traveling the world. And I was traveling everywhere, met him. We ended up going to London a bunch together.
Yep.
We went, I think, a dozen separate times. We clicked. We just became friends.
We're going to take a short,
we'll come right back. We'll talk about the cigars, and we'll get Joe's take of that story, because the next segment's only really been 30 seconds, so we should be able to get it.
Perfect.
It's a little more than that. We'll be right back with Business Leaders. Welcome back to Business Leaders. My name is Lance Cardoza, and if you've been staying with us throughout the program, you're hearing all about First Street Church. And we have Joe Basil and also Ryan Panier. Mm-hmm. That's it, right?
Yep.
Good deal. Joe, we got your take, how you got into ministry. You got involved here in Fresno. Joe, from the area as well?
No, I'm from Chicago, actually.
Chicago, okay. Yeah, what brought you here?
I grew up part of a mob crime family. I was actually a kid in that, really was.
So we're cousins.
I know I've been joking this whole time.
Yeah,
so
we're cousins.
Right. Well, no, I heard the last name. Yeah. I know my people.
Yeah.
And so grew up there and then became a Christian later on, in my 20s. And then I was I was actually rapping professionally, which I always think is hilarious.
Mm. Yeah.
Rapper.
The term professionally is such a loose
term. Is that the hilarious part?
On the radio.
Yeah, it's very loose.
On the radio, come on. All right, so anyways, the 9 people that listened loved it. But so then I became a Christian while I was doing that, that I realized I wanted to go into ministry, get a degree, go into ministry, feeling led to plant a church in LA on the west side after a while. And so I went down there. That was an amazing experience, and I had a gig at First Baptist in town. Like, I was offered to come north, and that's where Ryan and I met, and it was a great experience. And then we started doing missions work together, and then we both had 2 separate churches at one point after that. We meet every Friday and smoke cigars and talk about Jesus at Cigars LTD.
Love it.
Fantastic. And so then from there, he's like, hey, my brother-in-law is leaving. Do you want to merge a church together? I'm like, nope. That sounds terrible.
That's a bad idea. It's a bad idea.
I was like, nope. Yeah. And then I went and prayed about it. I'm like, oh, dang, I'm supposed to do it. And then it's been honestly the best experience of my life. This is my best friend. We just have a great time.
And a lot of people are talking about it. I hear, like I said, I heard from Corey had said that it's been one of the greatest things for him to experience.
That's fun.
And you got to have these two guys on here. And I remember at Madeline's house, I'm like, he's interesting. I got to know more about what they're doing over there. And I love it. And it's cool to see. When you have this synergy, even in business or whatever you do, it just makes life so much easier.
Absolutely.
Life so much fun. And you know you can lean on somebody, whether it's business, it's personal, whatever it is. And like we talked about politics, if we can only just talk,
have a
conversation, big things happen.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. And I love that you have this interactive feeling to your church because people feel like I don't have to come in and just hear the word, but I get to participate in the word.
That's it.
What's going on.
Well, and even like in the business model is how we build our team really does is culture first.
Yep.
We'll teach you everything, but like literally how that culture, that synergy you're talking about, it's essential for us because we want that team to influence all the congregation and we want it to be this very loving, awesome environment. So
beautiful. Website. How do people find you online to find out more details? I know they can catch you on Facebook.
Yeah.
Is there a place they can catch you online?
www.sbc.global@us. Just kidding. It's firststreetchurch.com.
That's it.
firststreetchurch.com.
It's very simple.
It is a lot of typing, though, I will say. We want to shorten it just because
spelled
it's a lot
out.
Of typing.
Firststreetchurch.com.
That's it.
And they can go on there and find out all the information about services. And,
yep.
And also how they can get involved. I think that's a lot of times, too, is you don't want to just come to a service. But you want to get involved.
Yeah. Yep.
You want to get involved with people who are like-minded. You want to get involved with people you care about. And it sounds like you guys have that going on. And
we've got great men's and women's Bible studies and ministries and a great youth department, a great children's department. I mean, honestly, it's everything. It's a blast.
Yep.
Big events coming up. Is there things coming around the corner here?
Yeah, so right around the corner coming up, we have what's called Fireside Theology, which is our favorite. It's a cigar-friendly event.
It's the best. Cigar-friendly.
It's around a bonfire and it's food. And we basically invite people, and it's to somebody's home, and it's beautiful, but you can see it on our website and everything. Yeah. And it's ask any question about anything in the world.
Yep.
Literally from sex to dinosaurs to aliens to the Bible. And we have this amazing discussion. We do it once a month, every third Friday. And it's just like anything you want to talk about. There's not enough places to just say, I got some crazy questions.
Yeah.
And this is that spot.
And it's Fireside
Theology.
We have had, those weren't just
fireside.
Random.
Yep. Yeah, it really is. We do that.
It's a true fireside.
Those weren't random examples. We have talked at length about dinosaurs and
aliens.
We know
that aliens people are in church now.
It's a lot.
We know who's
it's
believing in aliens.
Exactly.
We found them out.
Yeah.
And then also, I want you to talk about Christmas Eve.
Yeah, we have Christmas Eve coming up, and Christmas falls on a Sunday this year. So we are doing a full Christmas Eve service, candlelight service. For us, it's traditional. We're not that traditional of pastors.
But on Christmas Eve, it is.
But on Christmas Eve, it is a totally traditional service. And then we are recording a Christmas service that we're going to air on Christmas for people. Because we just say, look, be with your family. You don't have to come to church. Yeah. We can kind of bring church into your living room. So we'll have a recorded service for Christmas.
Yeah. Awesome. So you're still connected with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Where do you see the future of ministry? Happening like this, but have you thought about the future? Because as you mentioned, when it becomes too big, too corporate, if you will, too business, that's could be hard to manage. But at the same time, it's something positive. That means people are coming and you're bringing them to the flock.
The future of ministry and business is always the next generation. I can't think like a millennial or a Gen Z, so I have to identify them, train them.
You
and
can't
them
even think like a Gen Z. You're like the world.
I can't think like a human. Is that what you say?
It's the later stages of life that Joe is in.
Is it the Crocs?
It's the Crocs. Yeah. You can't think like a normal person, but I really do think it's, and we, our team is filled with people significantly younger than me and kind of younger than
you. I'm in that same demographic as the younger generation.
So honestly, it's more along the lines of identifying leadership and developing that, as opposed to being like, how do I figure out the future? The future is in your congregation.
Yeah. You know, right there in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. I'm glad you were on the program. I'm very excited. Yeah,
thank you for having us.
You're sort of glad.
Corey, and I'm glad Corey introduced us and reintroduced us. So thank you so much for being on, Ryan.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
First Street Church. We got to come down and check it out. If you're watching the program and you want to go experience it, go to firststreetchurch.com. And if you want to catch this on podcast, you can catch us at Business Leaders with Lance on anywhere where you catch your podcast, at iTunes or Spotify, and be able to participate online as well. Thanks, guys, for being here, and we'll catch you next time.